This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Macomb's first Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. banquet program was held over the weekend. A Western Illinois University alum served as keynote speaker. He says for many years, he had no interest in coming back to Macomb because of the way the community treated people of color. The Reverend Clyde Brooks attended Western in the mid-1950s. He says he was one of just 8 black students on campus at the time. Brooks says he chose the university because it was cheap, but he says he went through hell because of the color of his skin. So a visit to his old school seemed unlikely until a few years ago when he met the new provost, a black man named Jack Thomas, who is now Western's president.
And my coming back was accidental, because Dr. Goffard, the former president of Western, responded to my request that he be one of the honorary dinner chairs for the Dr. King dinner in Chicago. And he accepted. And he brought with him Jack Thomas. I looked at Dr. Thomas. I couldn't believe it. I know I made him uncomfortable. I stared at him. I didn't believe it. That's how I felt about Macomb, because I could not eat here. Well, it was a Chinese place I could eat at. I remember serving as a busboy, waiter at the Lamoille Hotel. It was boy this and boy that. The black men were hemmed up in the GI village there on Adams. So I didn't come back for 50 years. I regret that because I lost the change, you know, for the time that I left. Now it's a different Macomb. It's a different university. And it could change further. But we got to work together. We got to vote. We got to bring jobs. We got to be optimistic. I think we still live in the greatest country. But we have a lot of defects. And it's worse now than when Dr. King lived. He really is. He must be turning over in his grave.
Does that make his work inconsequential?
Only if we let it.
Is there a lesson you have learned from Dr. King and his work?
Yes. Dr. King said he didn't blame the Ku Klux Klan. He didn't blame the White Citizens Council. He didn't blame those who hated blacks or civil rights. He blamed all the good people who find themselves in church, who see evil, who hear evil, and elect to say nothing. We know evil and hate can only surface when good people are quiet, because there are more good than bad.
But Brooks says Americans remain uncomfortable talking about race.
Because whites are afraid that they'll be accused of being racist if they're open. And blacks are afraid of being charged with playing a race card. So you have these driven fears that make people say, I don't want to get into that. I'll keep my private thoughts to myself. And in the election, we've seen all those private thoughts come out of the earth. They've always been there. Anti-Muslim, anti-Hispanic, anti-women, and it just took a Donald Trump to bring the virus out of the earth. So why are we surprised? It's been there. It just took some, like a vacuum cleaner, to bring it out where people could see it.
Is that a good thing that at least we're seeing it?
Yes, I think that's the beginning. But what is shocking is the number of Americans who believe that. The number, because that's why they brought Trump into office. Not all now. Some were against Hillary. Some were opposed to the economy and a lot of other reasons. But they got caught up into that. And Trump got them all caught, just like he did in Charlottesville. They were good on both sides. He didn't see the difference. So, in one way, it brought the bad out, but it's not being addressed. And the fear now is that these views may find themselves in the policy. I'm not concerned about Trump and his attitude, but I am concerned that his views come policy like DACA. It's a good example.
The Reverend Clyde Brooks was the keynote speaker for the inaugural Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Banquet Program in Macomb. Brooks now chairs the Illinois Commission on Diversity and Human Relations. He says it's a 50-year-old not-for-profit organization. Its mission is to create human relations programs to address inequities along race, cultural, and gender lines. Brooks says diversity is not about quotas. Rather, he says it's about realizing there is good in all of us, no matter our color or gender. I'm Rich Ugger, Tri-States Public Radio News.